Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. There is something that happens to every single person that drinks alcohol, almost every single person, 99.9% of drinkers, and when it happens, they need to stop drinking. I'm not saying they should stop drinking, I'm saying they need to stop drinking, and if they don't, it becomes dangerous. It's a bit like Russian roulette or rolling a dice. If you ignore what I'm talking about in this video, you are taking a gamble, and sadly, for a lot of people, they're gambling with their life. So in this video, we are going to break this down. This is something that happened in my own life, and of the 400 people I've worked with in the Sober Clear coaching program, it has happened to every single one of them as well. In fact, there's not a single drinker on the planet who has successfully stopped drinking alcohol and not done what I've said in this video today. So before I explain exactly what I'm on about, I need to ask you a question. Have you ever done something that you have known that you shouldn't do, and there was like a pinpoint decision moment where you knew, I shouldn't do that, but then you did it anyway? Then at the same time, have you had that voice in your head and you've kind of been at a crossroads and, you know, there was something that you could have done that was wrong and gotten away with it, and then there was the right thing to do that nobody would have even known that you did the right thing, and then you did the right thing? See, one example for me is, it's a bit embarrassing, but I might put my hand in my pocket to get my phone or, you know, my card holder, and then I pull my hand out of my pocket and then a receipt will fall on the floor. And there's a split second moment there where I know I'm on my own, nobody's seen it. And I look at the receipt and it's like this inner dialogue of like, pick it up. And then there's this other part of me that's like, well, just walk off, nobody will ever see it. And then I go to pick up the litter. Now that might be a bad example. I don't know if everybody actually has that voice in their head when it comes to litter, right? But I'm sure you can think of a different example. Maybe for some people it's cheating on a test in school. What I'm basically saying is that when we do something we know that we're not supposed to do, there's this dialogue that goes on in our head. And I've just had a friend that came over. Him and his wife came to stay. And we got talking about alcohol at one point, and he said, I can't remember the last time I drank. And he said, I went out for a dinner about a month ago and I got offered a drink and I said no. And he said, I think the only time that I drink is when I really don't want to be impolite. So he might do it at a Christmas dinner, have one glass and then that's it. And I thought, he does not have this inner dialogue. He does not look at that drink and think, you know what, should I do this, should I not? He just will probably pick it up and then never think about it again. You know, the same way that I could be with a chocolate muffin. If I'm around a bunch of people having dessert and, you know, they're all eating chocolate muffins and I just don't eat one, but then at Christmas dinner, I'm with my family and everybody's eating chocolate muffin, I'm like, I don't want to be the odd one out. I'll just have a chocolate muffin. There would be no voice in my head saying, is this the right thing to do? With alcohol, it is a completely different story. Back when I drank alcohol, this voice would often come into my head. Leon, you know you shouldn't be doing this. Drink anyway. And I had this inner dialogue that was telling me, this isn't really the right thing to do. I knew in my heart, I could feel it. Because the thing is if I never had that inner dialogue, I'd have never questioned it. The same way that my friend has never questioned it. The same way I wouldn't question eating a muffin. But the fact that I had that inner dialogue telling me, Leon, what are you doing? And I ignore it and I drink. This is what we need to pay more attention to. We cannot ignore this inner dialogue. Listen, some people, they're going to call this God. Some people are going to call it their conscience. But I know one thing for sure. This inner dialogue, this voice of reason, this conscience, this God force, whatever you want to call it, it comes and it goes. It's not there all the time. The voice kind of fluctuates. There have been times in my life where I've been drinking alcohol and I don't care. But if you'd have told me to stop drinking, I'd have told you to f off. I just didn't care because the voice in my head wasn't loud. It had kind of just settled. I was kind of just coasting, coping. But there are times in my life where that voice has been so loud, I felt so sick with alcohol. There have been times where it feels like it's screaming at me, don't drink. And the trick is that when this happens, there is a window of opportunity that opens up. When that voice is screaming at you to do something, when it's really saying, should I be doing this? There is a point where that voice in your head gets so loud that a window of opportunity opens for you to solve the problem. But you know what? This window of opportunity does not last forever. It comes and it goes. I've spoken to people before. They want help stopping drinking. They're ready to pull the trigger. They're ready to join the program. And they say, do you know what, Leon? Give me 1 week to make sure I definitely want to do this. I've had phone calls from those people 6 months later thinking, damn, why didn't I do it then? These windows of opportunity don't come around every single day. But when you start hearing that voice in your head telling you it's time to change, you can't keep doing this, Don't ignore it. You've got to do something. For my mum, that voice sent her to an AA meeting, saved her life. For others, they do stop drinking on their own and they never look back. That didn't work for me. For some people, they're gonna go to a therapist, get some medication. But when that window of opportunity opens up, you need to start going deeper. You need to start finding something that works for you. Some people, 12-step programs. For some people, it's doing the Sober Clear program. For some people, it's reading some books. I don't know what the exact answer is for you. But you know what you'll probably feel? Is if you decide to take that step in the right direction, in the direction of removing alcohol from your life, it's going to feel uncomfortable. There's going to be a level of resistance and a level of like, am I really ready? Am I going to be able to live my life without alcohol? How am I going to enjoy myself? There's going to be this feeling of resistance. But that feeling doesn't last forever. One of my mentors said, when you feel pain, when you can feel a sense of, oh, this is uncomfortable, this doesn't feel right, he says 9 times out of 10, that's where the growth is. For example, the first time I made a YouTube video, it was so uncomfortable. It was like, I didn't want to do it. I wanted to watch TV and hang out. But that decision of facing the discomfort and going towards the pain changed my life. The same way that it's going to feel with alcohol. Those first few days, that first week, it's all going to feel alien. But if you just grind through it, on the other side is freedom. On the other side is a life where, it's going to be insane. You'll be healthy, you'll be happy, you'll be confident. Everybody will want to be around you. So do not ignore that voice. When the window of opportunity opens, take action. Do something.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.